I was talking to Steve Thomas now. I remember we had the one, I got to behind the 2004, 13,000 Joe Louis Arena. You were at that one, right? Remember that? The Leaf during the lockout year? Were you at that one at Joe Louis Arena? Or?
You know what? I don't even remember. I'm like 53 right now. I've lost. Like, I can't remember anything anymore.
I don't know
if I was or not.
Okay, sure. So I believe it. But the other one is, I'm thinking about Joe Louis, isn't it? Joe Louis Arena memories. And it's interesting, you were there for a little bit. Got to know Steve Yzerman well in that. Right. But what do you think about Leaf, Joe Louis Arena the last year? What hit you?
Well, just, you know, the rivalry that Toronto had with Detroit. It was just, you know, there were so many great things happened for the Leafs, so many good things that happened for the Red Wings. And you know, the games were so intense, and there was such a rivalry, and you just knew that you had to be ready to play every night against Detroit, because, you know, any time you'd see Kosher and Probert roll over the boards, it's just you had to make sure that you knew who was on the ice when you were playing. So it was there were tough games, very tough games.
You know, so I'm watching from, I know you watch from afar, but this team reminds me of you guys, a bunch of young guys. I mean, you were from Toronto, but Russ Courtnell, even Danny Hudson, Jeff Jackson, Todd Gill, Al Iafrati, Alan Bester, young guys full of piss and vinegar, you know, for a couple of years. And do you see that a little bit in the 2016 Toronto Maple Leafs?
I do. You know what? If they, you know, Babcock's put a good system together for them. If they buy into that system and they play hard every night, they have the skill that's as good as any team in the league. And they can be really successful. I'm quite excited to watch them play as we go forward here. It's not going to happen this year. It might happen in a couple of years, but they've got a good nucleus of young players that can make a difference.
Steve, is there a young Steve Thomas on this current Leaf roster that reminds you of you?
I have had my head buried in a computer watching our video in St. Louis, so it's hard for me to watch a whole lot of hockey. I watch it occasionally when, you know, if it's on between periods and stuff like that. But this guy here, Leo Komarov, plays a little bit like me, I think. He's a pretty, like, I like to think that I, like, played a bit of a hard-nosed type of game and finished checks and got in on a forecheck, and I think he does the same thing.
I remember you talked, you know, your career ending, and very passionately, you wanted to come back to Toronto. You got a tryout. Not really a great, fair tryout. Meanwhile, a guy named Mike Babcock, they'd offer you another year with the Detroit Red Wings. I mean, they have a special connection that way.
Well, yeah. I mean, Mike was great. When I played in Anaheim, we got a chance to go to the Stanley Cup Finals, and being a guy that was 41 years old at the time, he knew that my family was back in Toronto, and he came to me every single day and asked me if everything was okay, if I wanted to take a day and fly home to see my family. And he was just really good to me, and I appreciated that a lot.
Happy New Year. All the best. Good seeing you. Let you get back to your computer.